stirred that all up and it made a dough, and then they could just handle that and take off the biscuits, you know, and about the right size, and with the grease, a pan with a little grease, you know, and put them in there and cook them, and they was nice. It'd rise way up, you know, something like the muffin, I mean, the, what you sometimes have at a restaurant, a roll, they called them.
So what did you say they did to the pans?
Huh?
What did you say they did to the pans?
A little grease so they wouldn't stick, you know.
So they took the grease and they did what to them? They...
Well, they just laid the biscuits in there, they paint them off this dough about the right side and laid them all around and then put them in this dough and they'd rise way up high, you know, if it was right, I think they put some baking powder in them or soda, I don't know. I don't know much about cooking because after it was grown and I could reckon that done something, why, if the wife was sick, why, sometimes I'd try it and she'd usually criticize me. I didn't get very far. And I never had any inclination to try to learn, you know. Really, and after the kids was big enough, well, of course, they helped some, they would wash the dishes and all such as that. I always thought that was the terriblest thing. I heard another boy say one time that he didn't see why he couldn't have a nice meal without the dishwasher. That maybe they'd have paper plates. But that wouldn't do, you know, because you just had to wash them. And after these children were large enough, not too large, but they'd help them, Mama, you know, the whole lot.
What did they wash the dishes with?
Well, in some warm water and some soap then. Bars of soap, you know.
Did they have some kind of cloth or rag or something?
Yeah, they'd take the rag and mop it on the soap, you know, and that makes the grease and everything come loose. Now it's washing powders are even better than that. The girl, I think it brought something, the old colored lady that stayed here for years, I think she just dust some washing powders in the pan, you know, in the warm water amongst the dishes. But they'd come clean it all right. And so we just done fine, and it was a great thing to get that copy of the old item, because I remember my granddaddy, you know, when I was a little fella, he knew this old the publisher, I think, that originated the thing, come here from England. And he was a nice old fella, they called him Adam Robinson, I think his name was Fred, maybe. And so, one time a granddaddy went in there, I think maybe the pain they paid a subscription rate was unbelievable, you know. I noticed in that where they would have got the Galveston News used to be a paper here instead of a Houston paper that come here sometimes, published in Galveston and in Dallas, and they called it the Galveston News, and this were offering the item and the Galveston News a year for 2 1/4, I think, which seems unbelievable now. But I'd just like to